You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night people already. Shout out to all my early morning, late night. Let's try that again. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, all my Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people can have a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 drivers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. A lot to get into this morning per usual, and we will start with the Atlanta Falcons. By the way, before we get into that, I got to let you know that today is also a West Georgia Wednesday. Two West Georgia grads holding it down in the Kia Studios. You already know Noel White holding it down back behind the glass and myself as well. So West Georgia in the building, the Wolves. Shout out to Sam Crenshaw as well. But we got to talk about the Atlanta Falcons as it is hump day. And the Falcons are now in full swing getting ready for the Carolina Panthers, We have accepted that the Falcons took down the Bucks, and right now they are reigning atop the NFC South, and they have to continue that and look to continue that by hopefully beating the Carolina Panthers this Sunday. By the way, if you didn't know, I'm sure you do, but just in case you didn't, this game is actually a 4:25 kick, not a 1 p.m. kick, but a 4:25 kick, a little matinee Sunday for you. I guess matinee is technically early, though, isn't it? Anywho, the Falcons game gets kicked off at 4:25 on Sunday, and just in case you're wondering how that affects the broadcast here on the flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons and the Falcons Radio Network, pregame on Sunday is going to start at 2 o'clock. So 2 o'clock pregame with Chris Goforth and my guy Mike Johnson. excuse me. The tailgate show, by the way, Wade Ford tailgate show, is going to be at noon. So noon, Wade Ford tailgate show, 2 o'clock pregame on the Falcons Radio Network with Mike Johnson and Chris Goforth. Then they'll take you all the way up to 4 o'clock. Then 4 o'clock, we'll have Wes Durham and Dave Archer bring you all the action between Falcons and Panthers. And the Falcons looking to win three straight, improve to 3-0 in the division, 4-0 in the NFC, and keep the good vibes rolling. So that's the broadcast schedule for Sunday for you, in case you needed an update. But talking about the Atlanta Falcons and what they need to do to beat the Panthers on Sunday, we've talked about what I think is the main thing already. We talked about that yesterday, and to me, that is simply making sure Chuba Hubbard doesn't have a breakout game. He doesn't have a good game at all, because if you allow the Panthers to get the run game going, then Andy Dalton, who Dave Canales did confirm was starting, even though he got benched this past game when they took on the Bears and got beat up on by the Bears, he did confirm that Andy Dalton is still starting. And, I mean, he said everything you need to know about the Bryce Young era, by the way, when he said, yeah, we put Bryce in there. We had a couple of offensive linemen hurt, and we wanted to see what Bryce can do. Yeah, whenever you put a guy in, and the reason you put a different quarterback in is because offensive linemen got hurt, that says just about all you need to know about how that coach and how that organization feels about that quarterback. The Bryce Young era in Carolina is over. Point blank, period. Unless something disastrous happens and Andy Dalton is just that bad and he forgets how to throw a football, probably, like Bryce Young is not coming back in, or obviously if Andy Dalton does, if Andy Dalton gets hurt, but obviously we don't wish any injuries on anybody, but that's what it would take for Bryce Young to get in and stay in. And I mean, obviously if he started to perform well, then things could change, but other than that, the Bryce Young era is donezo in Carolina. So hopefully he can get another opportunity some way, somehow, but it's not seeming like it's going to be with the Carolina Panthers after what Dave Canales said about why he put Bryce Young in. So that is what it is. So the Falcons obviously getting ready for Andy Dalton. Dave Canales already did them a favor and made that clear that he's going to be the guy. So with that being said, Andy Dalton, veteran QB, he is a guy that if you give him time, he will find holes in the defense and he can still make all the NFL throws. He's still a solid QB. Remember, we used to call this man the Red Rifle back when he was in Cincinnati. And I believe he's won, a couple of playoff games for the Bengals? Been to the playoffs numerous times with them in that era of Cincinnati Bengals football. So he still got some of that Red Rifle in him. Now, is he as good as what he was back in the day? I don't think so, but he still got some of that Red Rifle in him. So you don't want to allow him to get a run game going. You don't want to allow him to obviously get comfortable in the pocket, because then he can start to make things happen. And obviously the Falcons don't want that, and we don't want that as Falcons fan. So to me, you got to limit Chuba Hubbard, and you got to not allow what the Falcons' run defense has been allowing over the past few games, and that is big games by the starting running back of your opposing team. And we'll go to the numbers here in just a second, too, to really give you some context about what the Falcons' run defense has been this season, because it ain't great. And, again, while the Falcons' defense, again, I got to give them credit where credit is due. They've made clutch plays, gotten clutch turnovers. They've done it every single week and have had the Falcons' offense in a position to where they can make a play and have a chance to win the game at the end. The Falcons' defense has put the Falcons' offense in that position every single week. So you got to tip your hat and give credit where credit is due on that front. But when we talk about the Atlanta Falcons and what they're giving up right now in the run game, right now they are allowing, let me turn my brightness up, hold up, they are allowing 148.4 yards per game on the ground. That can't continue. You just can't allow that to happen. It's not good. And then to go back and to further this point, Tampa Bay, they have been looked at all season long as a team that can't really run the football. Rashad White, if you follow fantasy or you're involved in fantasy whatsoever, everybody talk about how it's Bucky Irvin's backfield. Well, they made Rashad White look not half bad against this Falcons run defense. He had 10 carries for 72 yards. Bucky Irvin, 9 carries, 44 yards. Baker even had a couple of scrambles for 42 yards. So the Tampa Bay rushing offense finished with 160 yards off 26 attempts. You can't allow that to teams on a week-to-week basis. It's allowing the offense to, one, get into a rhythm. That's where you have time of possession issues at. Now, fortunately for the Falcons, they won the time of possession battle against the Buccaneers last week because you went on good, long, sustained drives yourself. But you just don't want to keep giving up what you're giving up in the run game. And I do want to go back to, as far as the team stats go for the Falcons and their run defense, how much they're giving up per rushing attempt as well. They're giving up 4.4 yards per rushing attempt. Now, you're getting 4.5, so that's good, but you're giving up 4.4. You don't want to do that. So the Falcons' run defense, to me, is the main thing that the Falcons have to improve on, and it's the main thing that they have to do well on Sunday because, again, you allow this Carolina offense to be balanced, and you allow Chuba Hubbard to make some big runs and then allow Andy Dalton to work out of play action and get some things going that way, he could hurt you. And this Carolina offense could do some things. Now, again, will that mean the demise and the fall of the Falcons? No, they could still probably win the football game like they did against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, like they did against the Philadelphia Eagles, and like they did against the Saints. But that is something you want to correct, and hopefully they can start to correct it against this Carolina team. If you're wondering what Carolina's running game is like, Chuba Hubbard, he had 97 yards last game. I can tell you what the Panthers right now are averaging as far as yards per game on the ground this season. Give me a moment. But at the end of the day, you got to make sure that the Panthers are one-dimensional. You got to make them one-dimensional. So yards per game, the Carolina Panthers are getting 110 yards per game. So they're already a pretty solid rushing team coming into this one. So you got to make that. That's something they lean on with Chuba Hubbard. And you got to make sure you can stop that if you're the Atlanta Falcons. So to me, that's the main thing you got to do. But there is something else besides all that. You also, on the offensive side of the ball, and this is where Chris Lindstrom and the big fellas come in, and they've played well so far this season, but Another thing you want to do, you want to be able to block Big Derrick Brown because he's giving you trouble so far in his career. I mean, every single game you play against the Carolina Panthers, it's been the Derrick Brown and Brian Burns show when the Panthers have been on defense. Now, good thing for the Falcons is Brian Burns no longer plays for the Carolina Panthers. He's a New York Giant now. But Derrick Brown is still there, and Derrick Brown is a problem. So you got to make sure you get him blocked, and you got to make sure you get in the backfield and bring down Chuba Hubbard and don't let him run all over you on Sunday as well. So to me, those are the two main things. Make sure you block Derrick Brown and don't let him wreck your game, and make sure you don't let Chuba Hubbard have a day against you as well. And speaking of Derrick Brown, we'll let you hear from Raheem Morris on the other side talking about what he sees in the Carolina Panthers and Derrick Brown as well. That's coming up about 5 minutes from now here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday, West Georgia Wednesday as well. We'll be back right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Levis liked it. Let's go, let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers, making sure that people can get their good nourishment on and get their good food on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my, shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers, all my hospitality workers, hotel workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 drivers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, we're going to talk a few more minutes about the Atlanta Falcons because I do want to let you hear from Raheem Morris on a couple of things, talking about what he sees overall in the Carolina Panthers, and obviously Derek Brown too, who we were just talking about before the break. And like we've talked about before, Derek Brown has been an absolute game wrecker. He has had the way of Chris Lindstrom. He's eaten the past couple of times they've matched up, he's eaten Chris Lindstrom's breakfast, lunch, dinner, and if he thought about having dessert, he ate that too. Hopefully Chris Lindstrom can hold his own and this offensive line can find a way maybe to stunt against Derek Brown, especially because there's not going to be any Shaq Thompson they have to worry about. Unfortunately, Shaq Thompson tore his ACL and he is out for – actually, I think he tore his Achilles, but he is out for the remainder of the season. Brian Burns, as we mentioned earlier, he is in New York with the New York Football Giants, so – when it comes to this defense, the real only game record you have to worry about at this point in time that has given the Falcons problems is Derek Brown. So let's actually let you hear Raheem Morris talking about Derek Brown and the problems that Derek Brown can cause on any to any offense and the Falcons specifically.
You know, we don't know where he is right now and what he's going to do, but you definitely better go out there and then look for him. And if he shows up, be ready to deal. If he doesn't, you know, don't take a deep breath. Be ready to deal with that next man up mentality, because we know what that looks like firsthand, first and foremost for our guys. So, like, let's get ready to go out there and play football. Let's get ready to go out there and try to get our next win.
Yeah, and Raheem Morris says you hear him talk about whether or not – you don't know whether or not he's going to be out there. To explain that, I do believe Derek Brown has showed up on the Panthers injury report, and I'll confirm that for you here in just a second and let you know what that injury is that he is dealing with. So he's not on the Panthers injury report as of right now, so he should be good to go. And if that is the case, obviously he could definitely be a game wrecker. Speaking of the injury report real quick, the Falcons should be able to get Nate Landman back. And he should be hopefully coming back fairly soon. He's I think, back practicing now. And that would be huge for the Falcons. And we've been talking a lot about, obviously, the Falcons' run defense. If they can get Nate Landman back, I think he'll be a huge boost to help kind of stop the bleeding that is the Falcons' run defense right now. Because, again, we've talked about it, and I told you the numbers. Falcons' run defense is not necessarily been good all season long, and they've been allowing big chunk plays and has just been struggling when it comes to trying stop the opposing team's running game. So, and just to finish that point on Nate Landman, I'm trying to find it here about him being designated to return off IR. I'll have it for you here in just a minute. Yeah, thank you. So, Noelle, just let me know, and I think she let all you know that she is that Nate Landman is designated to return to practice off the reserve injured list, and he's going to be questionable for this Sunday's game. So, again, having him back would be a huge boost, a huge shot in the arm for the Falcons, and you get him back and put him in the middle. He is well-suited for that middle linebacker spot where you can funnel all the traffic to him, funnel everything to him, and he's going to make the tackle and not let anything get past him. Troy Anderson and Caden Ellis, they can do it, and they have done it, but the thing about them is they are more edge guys to the fact where they can use their speed and get to the outside and rush the passer a little bit better. So they're more suited to be those, like, outside linebackers and be those guys kind of outside and next to a Nate Landman in the middle. So it'll be good if the Falcons can get Nate Landman back. And if he's not back for this game, you have to think he'll at least be ready for next game. So that's good news for the Falcons. All right, let's close the book right now on Falcons-Panthers by letting you hear Raheem Morris talk about the Panthers overall and the challenge they present.
Well, you got to be the tackle, you know, Chubb, and, like, he's got a chance to go out there and run the ball as well as anybody. He's done that over the last couple of years. He's played really well. They put in Andy Dalton. He's played really well from the last couple of weeks, and we don't know where they're going to go there. Whether they go back to BY, whether they stay with Andy, whatever the case may be, you got to prepare for all those things. They got some young, dynamic wideouts. One that I know really well, Deontay Johnson, coming from Pittsburgh, and then they got the young kids out there that's playing really well for those guys. And we got to go prepare for these guys and get ready to play a tough division game. You know, the National Football League is tough, man. We all nameless great faces, so you better show up every single week, or you can be in some rude awakenings.
You can be in some rude awakenings for sure if you ain't ready. And that's one thing that we have to talk about, too, real quick, is that they did a good job of not smelling themselves after beating the Aints. And they bounced back and on a short week and short rest, got a huge win against the Buccaneers. You got to do that again here against the Panthers. Now, you've had plenty of time to digest if you're the Falcons. You had plenty of time to digest, celebrate, soak in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers win. Now you got to go get refocused and take down the Carolina Panthers. And what you don't want to happen is what happened to Alabama last Saturday, okay? Now, I know that's a little bit different because that's a bigger mismatch than, you know, what an NFL matchup is than any other NFL matchup is. But the point is, don't go in there smelling yourself, thinking, okay, we're at the top of the NFC South. The Panthers are no good. We're going to walk all over these dudes. We got this. No. They do not need to have that mindset whatsoever because that's how you get beat on any given Sunday. So I'm sure the Falcons will come in focused, and they know the opportunity that's in front of them as far as being able to start 3-0 in the NFC South, 4-0 in the NFC, and win three games in a row and improve to 4-2 and really set themselves up nicely for hopefully a playoff run down the stretch. So I think they'll be focused. I think they'll be ready to go, and we will find out on Sunday for sure. Now, while we have a couple of minutes here on the Hometown Take, it is your boy Dylan Matthews, by the way, on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday. Noel White holding it down behind the glass, so it's a West Georgia Wednesday as well. As two West Georgia grads are holding it down in the Kia Studios. While we have a couple of minutes, I do want to talk a little bit about the Atlanta Hawks. How about it? 2 days in a row we're talking about the Hawks, and how about the Atlanta Hawks getting a preseason W by way of a buzzer beater yesterday? Seth Lundy with a three-pointer at the end, coming off an offensive rebound. He got the ball, and he drained a three with like three-tenths of a second left in the game, and the Falcons beat the Hawks beat the Pacers last night in preseason game number one, 131-130. It was an entertaining game, too. You saw some flashes from number one overall pick Zachary Risachet at the end of the first quarter. Trey Young hit a nice, like, step back, falling away three, and it was nothing but net, and he basically beat the buzzer on that three. Jalen Johnson, he caught an alley-oop from Trey, had a nice breakaway dunk. I mean, there were some nice highlights in that game yesterday, and the Hawks almost got them the Falcons again. You heard it. The Hawks looked solid yesterday. Now, again, I'm not going to get too hyped up. I don't want you to get too hyped up because, again, it is the preseason, and they got to do it during the regular season. And, you know, there's a lot of basketball yet to be played. But if we can get what we saw from Zachary Sache, and if we can get what we saw from Jalen Johnson, and even Trey Young, and Dyson Daniels too, if we can get the type of performances we got from those guys I just listed last night, don't look now, but the Hawks could be cooking with some gas. So just to go over the box score and the totals with you, Jalen Johnson led the way for the Hawks last night when it comes to scoring. He finished game 19 points, 10 rebounds, 8 of 12 from the field, 1 of 1 from 3, by the way, in 22 minutes. So a very good night for Jalen Johnson. Clint Capella, 11 points, 9 rebounds, a typical Clint Capella type of night. Trey Young, 17 points, 5 of 10 from the field, 3 of 5 from 3, 6 assists. Very efficient night for Trey Young. Dyson Daniels in his Hawks debut, 14 points, 3 assists, 1 of 3 from 3, 5 of 8 from the field. Not bad for Dyson Daniels either. And Zachary Risache off the bench, 23 minutes. He had 18 points, 7 of 9 from the field, 3 of 4 from 3, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. The young fella looked good. Number 1 overall pick looked good. He had a nice, you know, on a fast break, he had a nice between the legs, like behind, he was hitting the trailer that was behind him, and he had a teammate behind him, and he bounced it behind, between his legs for it to go behind him. I know that I explained that play horribly, but it was really cool, and it was just a nice flash play from Risache. And look, if he can play with that confidence, we saw another play too early on in the game where he got a nice like pass handoff from Trey Young, and he went up with confidence, shot that three, and knocked it down. If he can play with confidence, let that thing fly, show off his athleticism and play some solid defense, he can be good. And I do wonder about this starting lineup, because I think from last night, and again, it's early, but from last night, the best lineup for the Hawks, last night at least, seemed like Trey Young at the one, Dyson Daniels at the two, I guess DeAndre Hunter at the three, Jalen Johnson at the four, and whoever you want to put at the five, whether that's Clint Capella or Larry Nance, Risache at the three. So Trey Young at the one, Dyson Daniels at the two, Risache at the three, Jalen Johnson at the four, and Clint Capella, Larry Nance at the five, actually. So I wonder if Dyson Daniels will start and you maybe get some bench contribution off from Bogey. I think I like the sound of that. That way you take some pressure off of Dyson Daniels. You don't feel like he has to score because you got Trey Young in there, and he can just focus on perimeter defense. And again, if he gets open and he gets open shots, you let him knock those down, and it will open up open shots for him because obviously defense will be focused on Trey Young. So you have Trey Young at the one, Dyson Daniels at the two, DeAndre Hunter at the three, Jalen Johnson at the four, Capella at the five. You let Bogey come off the bench with Onyeka Okongwu and Risache. I like that bench, and I like that lineup. So we'll see how it goes, and we'll see how it plays out. But shout out to Seth Lundy, too, man, in that game winner last night. V. Krejci looked good. Kobe Bufkin also looked good as well. He had 9 points, 3 of 8 from the field, 1 of 4 from three, 3 rebounds, 4 assists. So Hawks looking solid in their first preseason game. Okay, I'm interested. I'm looking. I'm watching. We'll see what they do in the regular season, which is not too far away. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, let's get into some NFL headlines real quick. And we will talk about what is happening in the rest of the National Football League. That's going on 5 minutes from now here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here it comes. Monday Night Football.
I love it!
When it comes to the NFL in Atlanta, no one's got you covered like us.
I'll see y'all Monday.
Tomorrow, it's Bills Jets. Catch all the action on our sister station, News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Catch all the action all season long as we bring you some of the best matchups this season, as well as Super Bowl 59.
The NFL on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is presented by Westwood One and brought to you by the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center.
The NFL plays here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy get over the home day Wednesday. Also a West Georgia Wednesday because Noel White is holding it down with me here in the Kia Studios. So that's two West Georgia grads holding it down right now on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure the people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my front rear load and truck drivers, all my UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my 613 drivers out there, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Few big NFL headlines to get to here before we got to wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift. None bigger than the news that came down yesterday. The Jets are firing Robert Saleh, or have fired Robert Saleh, not firing. He's done. He's out of there. He's gone. And the owner of the Jets, Woody Johnson, has come out and said the decision was his and his alone, because there has been a lot of talk of if Aaron Rodgers had something to do with the firing of Robert Saleh, because obviously their relationship was in question of whether or not they really liked each other and if they got along and things of that nature. But Woody Johnson did say that it was his decision alone. So Johnson, with this is his first time ever, by the way, in his 25 years of ownership, making a coaching change mid-season. And he said he consulted with general manager Joe Douglas, but he called it, quote, my decision and mine alone. Woody Johnson and his brother Christopher Johnson, the vice chairman, broke the news to Saleh in his office at the team facility. According to sources, and this story from Rich Cimini, ESPN staff writer, says Saleh was shocked. Sources said he was escorted to his car by the director of security, a source confirmed in what was described as protocol. So, it's a crazy situation for New York right now. And this is what Woody Johnson said on a conference call with reporters. He said, this is probably the best team I've had in 25 years. I just felt the best way to go forward was a new direction, taking Jeff Ulbrich and making him the interim head coach. Shout out to Jeff Ulbrich, former Falcons assistant. And I thought that would get the most out of this team and give us the best chance that we all want to have, which is going to the playoff. Saleh, who promised multiple championships when he was hired in 2021, finished with a 20-36 record, no playoff appearance with the Jets, and a lot of that's not his fault. He was not working with the best groceries, trying to make a meal. Obviously, Zach Wilson at quarterback, and we all understand that he didn't have the best stuff to work with there, but this season hadn't started the way the Jets wanted it to. And Woody Johnson felt like it was time to make a change. And there are also other conspiracy theories out there, not just the one about Aaron Rodgers wanting Robert Saleh gone, but one about, a certain group that Robert Saleh supported and a certain T-shirt he had on in support of a certain group. And Woody Johnson and the way he views things and his political views may have, sparked the firing. Now, again, I don't want to get all into that because that is not my job. And, I am not well versed in those things at all. But that theory is out there as well. But Robert Saleh is out and Jeff Ulbrich is the interim head coach. So tough right now sledding for the Jets. And we'll see if they get anything going. And I know there was also reports out there that when players found out about this, they were like, how is this going to help the offense? So maybe Aaron Rodgers didn't have anything to do with it after all. Maybe he did. I don't know. We'll see if we ever find out at some point. But Robert Saleh is out as the Jets head coach. Real quick, this one from the NFC South. This is an NFC South story. The Saints quarterback Derek Carr, he is out indefinitely due to an oblique injury. He could miss multiple weeks. He suffered an injury, obviously, this past Monday night in their Monday Night Football loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. An MRI was taken yesterday, confirmed the injury was to Carr's oblique, according to the source. The quarterback said he thought he suffered the injury while throwing an incomplete pass toward the end of the 26-13 loss, but said he needed to have additional testing to confirm. And the source wouldn't put a timeline on how Carr could be sidelined, but it looks like it could definitely be a multiple-week injury. So that's not good news for the New Orleans Saints. They're talking about starting rookie Spencer Rattler. I mean, maybe, but this offense without Derek Carr, I don't see it being nearly as explosive as they were the first couple of weeks. And obviously, they've been struggling here offensively the past few weeks after taking on us, of course, the Chiefs as well, too. And they got a big game against the Bucs. And if they lose to the Bucs this weekend and get even further behind in the NFC South, they could be putting themselves in a hole and digging themselves a hole that they might not be able to get out of. So not a good time for your starting quarterback to get injured if you're Derek Carr. Also, real quick, the Eagles, after signing linebacker Devin White this offseason, they have cut him. That is just a strange situation. You know, you sign him, think he's going to be your starting linebacker, ends up being former Georgia Bulldog N'Kobe Dean, and Devin White was a healthy scratch for the Eagles the past several weeks, and now you just cut ties with him. So it's like, why just sign him in the first place? So who knows what happened with that situation, but he is now going to be on the street. So there you have that. A couple of NFL headlines for you. And when we come back here a few minutes, we will wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift with Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson and see what they got up for a happy get over the home day Wednesday edition of the Hometown Take and of the morning shift, I should say. And we'll wrap things up on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.